There are so many different types of energy: wind, solar, hydraulic, geothermal, and so many more. In my opinion, though, solar energy has the most benefits and least downfalls.
I agree. Solar energy is basically energy from the sun. There are two forms of solar energy: solar thermal energy and solar photovoltaic energy.
One of the best parts of solar energy is that there is a large amount of it. Did you know that in one day, the amount of solar energy hitting the world is more than the total amount of energy used in a year? Also, it's a renewable resource that has very little pollutants, which makes solar energy very eco-friendly.
Solar thermal energy is pretty simple. It just takes mirrors, reflectors to concentrate the sun's heat. Solar photovoltaic energy works by taking photovoltaic cells, also known as solar cells, and converting it directly into energy and electricity.
When sunlight strikes a solar cell, electrons are ejected from the electron reed semiconductor. You can see this in Figure 20 on page 206 of the Physical Science book.
Also in Figure 20, you see that solar cells are made up of two semiconductors in between two layers of conductors. Conductors are materials that allow electrons to flow through easily.
Solar thermal energy can be used to heat liquids such as water. In addition, it can be transferred into swimming pools, hot water heaters, and turbines that produce electricity. You can find some solar thermal energy being used all over Europe.
Solar energy can also reduce our dependence on fossil fuels. Because there is so much of it, we can't use it up as fast as fossil fuels. If you look on page C50 of the SEPA book, you see that fossil fuels like coal account for over 50% of the United States' electrical energy in November of 2001. And renewable resources, like solar energy, only accounted for about 2% of the United States' electrical energy in November of 2001.
If we use more solar cells, we would be able to conserve more of our fossil fuels, which are becoming more scarcer. Plus, fossil fuels pollute the environment a lot.
Along with all that, solar energy can be used in remote locations, will still be usable during power outages, and is completely quiet.
Solar energy is also very easy to install, partly because there are no wires involved and require very little maintenance. To maintain a solar panel, for example, all you need to do is to have it inspected a few times a year for dust and debris. And if there is dust and debris, just get it cleaned off. You can even have automated cleaners.
Unfortunately, there are a couple downsides to having solar energy. It can be costly to buy the batteries needed to store solar energy when the sun isn't shining. The batteries use a lot of energy and can create environmental hazards.
Along with that, a lot of space is needed to use solar energy. Because it takes a lot of solar collectors to produce enough energy to generate sufficient power for large-scale appliances. Also, it can't be created at night as a result of the lack of sunlight.
The bright side to this, though, is that solar energy using mirrors and reflectors to concentrate the sun's heat, is less expensive, easier to use, and is being used more often. The European Solar Thermal Industry Federation states that the use of solar thermal energy in Europe has increased more than 60% in 2008. It might not do as much as solar photovoltaic energy, but using solar thermal energy is definitely one step up.
Furthermore, solar energy is becoming more popular, and the demand is increasing, so that will make the price go down.
Moreover, after the initial cost of a solar panel or other solar energy products, the cost to run it is very inexpensive. After all, the sun is free.
Overall, you can see that solar energy is definitely a great source of energy that has many advantages, such as being eco-friendly, easy to use, and plentiful. And there are only a few disadvantages, like being costly at first and taking up a lot of space. Okay, pause. Oh, wait, no, you didn't pause it. You didn't pause it.